Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Donations to the Red Cross can be made at redcross.org or by phone at 800-RED-CROSS. I think you can also text 90999. Isn't that an automatic, like a $10 donation? And also, like, the United Way has set up a disaster fund. So there's lots of ways that you can help with the fires that are raging right now. And I'm sure we'll talk about some of that. But I want to start the 7 o'clock trash with today is Veterans Day observed. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, remember last weekend when Pete Davidson, he pulled out some of the candidates who were running and said, you know, this is my, you know, what I'm going to say about my first impressions of these people. And one of those people was Dan Crenshaw. He was Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw. He's a former Navy SEAL who wears an eye patch. He lost an eye in Afghanistan in 2012. And last week, Pete had said something like he looks like a hitman in a porno movie and kind of flippantly blew off his military service, like saying in war or mm-hmm. whatever. Well, he apologized to Lieutenant Dan Crenshaw. And then Dan Crenshaw steps out on the stage.
Nice.
Dan Crenshaw's phone just rang.
Oh, there's the joke. Okay.
All right, so now he gets serious.
Starts to get all serious.
He actually did say one really nice thing. We never forget those we lost on 9/11. Heroes like Pete's dad.
That's nice.
He died when he was, I think,
I get totally choked up on the veteran stuff. So there's a lot of, like, moments throughout that get me like, oh, mm-hmm. man, heavy. So I didn't see that.
Crenshaw won his reelection.
Oh, good for him.
Last Tuesday.
I didn't see that, but I did see a little bit of SNL. I saw our guy, Ray Donovan, doing a bit with, they weren't ghost hunters. What were they? I don't know, but they were okay. I didn't think the bit was stellar, but man, Halsey and Lil Wayne crushed it on the song that I saw. Did she do both songs with him?
Or just the one that she guests on? I haven't watched it yet.
Well,
there was football on my TV, and I was building furniture yesterday. So.
What? Building?
Yeah, you know how furniture comes now. They pack it to you. It comes in a flat pack, and you have to open it up, and it takes like 6 hours, and then at the end you sort of have a dresser. That's what I did yesterday.
You built a dresser yesterday?
I did.
Is this for your kid?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you wouldn't buy buildable furniture for your own room, would you?
I wouldn't. No,
okay.
Only for the crappy rooms in the house, like where my kids put their crappy things on top of their crappy dressers. And yeah.
Okay.
So yes, rest assured, that's not going to my room.
Oh my God, you almost just choked me to death.
That's something he can take with him to his first apartment.
Good, I got it. Okay. Mm.
Were you looking something up there?
Yeah, I'm watching Halsey and Lil Wayne.
Did they do both songs?
I don't know.
Well, you like Lil Wayne a lot, right?
I do, and I like Halsey, and I thought that she was just great, and he's good.
What was that?
It's a DJ.
They have a live drummer and a DJ they're performing with.
Okay. I'll probably watch it today if I get a chance.
She cuts in three or four more times, right. But it's just really, first of all, her voice is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
sort of
her voice.
Haunting, kind of. Yeah. It really fits it.
Girl. Jack Osborne is a Malibu Reserve police officer. And in the wake of the fires. Ozzy's kid, Jack Osborne.
All right.
He put his uniform. Here's a shot of him. Looking parched. But there he is, helping out.
Good for him.
I know. He assisted in the Malibu Police Department on Sunday afternoon. Let's see if they say specifically what he was doing. Khaki green cargo pants, dirty black boots. His MPD badge.
I believe I recognize that bottle as a coffee.
Oh, is that what he's drinking?
Yeah.
They're not really saying what he was up to. Lots of pictures, though. It looks like he's pretty active on social media, and he's posted up a lot of stuff. And, of course, when people see him, I'm sure they post it on theirs as well. Mm. A couple selfies in there. But it is. It's nice. There's a guy who's, look, you know, you do what you can in these situations. And he's a reserve police officer. And I guess he doesn't, you know, obviously he doesn't do it all the time. Reserve is right in the title. But when they need him, there he is. Congratulations, Kate Upton. She had her first baby, daughter Genevieve.
Oh, I love that name.
I know. Genevieve Upton Verlander. 11/7/18. Welcome to the world, Genevieve. You stole my heart the first second I met you. Said this was that was from the dad, Justin Verlander.
Genevieve Verlander.
You good. Have said sort of before, I think, that you don't believe in love at first sight, really? When you saw your baby, now that's love at first sight, right? As soon as you see that little thing, you're like, no,
yeah, I mean,
I got all the love for that thing.
I'll tell you what, I hate to like bust the mood you were going for there, but it is like, yes, the answer to the question is yes, but the love doesn't really kick in until later, like that like feeling that your heart just is broken in 1,000 pieces and will never be the same.
I really expected to have a different feeling when I first, I looked at the baby and I was just like, you know, shouldn't I be flooded with some kind of like crazy?
Oh, you didn't either?
I didn't. I mean, it really, and it was surprising to me because I was like, why am I not having those feelings that everyone says you have?
Did that worry you?
It did, very
it
much.
It worried me, too, because it wasn't the same thing that everyone says you're going to feel. But right. I think there's a couple things going on. You've been through, and I didn't go through any of it. I just sat there. But you've been through a ton between the waking up in the middle of the night and the course of the day and finally babies here. But I think that after a month or two is when their eyes are starting to focus. Now, like out of our kids... 3 months now, and she laughs and smiles and holds my hand, and those are the moments where you start to go, okay, you're mine, and I'm yours, and this is forever.
Oh.
It's me and you, kid. But it's not until some of that stuff, for me, I'm sure it's different for other people.
Yeah, and I don't discount that some people do take a look and just fall off a cliff with love, but I definitely was like, where's that feeling?
Interesting.
And then it's not until they're getting a little older and you're starting to really, you know the smell of them and the feel and
well,
the
Kate
whole
Upton
thing.
Had those feelings.
Yeah,
guys.
She did apparently, and so did Justin Verlander.
And that's great. So, never mind. Go to the next story.
In case you missed this, I know a lot of people are really paying attention to what's happening with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from the hospital. In fact, it was over the weekend. I want to say Friday. What is today? The 12th? So 11, 10th. Yeah, so I think she might have even been out, let's see, fractured 3 ribs on...
In a fall
on Wednesday, one day after the midterms. They're actually saying here she's continued to work through this whole thing and... she is determined to get back, and we're
I'm sure they
happy
know
to hear about her determination.
A lot of people are hanging on her health.
Let's see. The California wildfires, obviously those are going to be top of the pile everywhere you look and everything that we report. Hundreds of thousands of people out of their homes. Jamie Foxx's family, I think they live in Thousand Oaks, actually. Yeah, they're saying Fox's Thousand Oaks family, they were evacuated, and he had to be watching this whole thing. He was in New York City for the premiere of Robin Hood.
Yeah, this looks terrible.
He's the co-star of it.
I know, but he's actually, it seems like, the star, doesn't it?
It does.
Who is the star?
The kid from...
There's Taron Egerton and Jamie...
Baby Driver?
Dornan.
No,
I love Baby Driver.
He's the guy that was in the
Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh. Yeah, Kingsman. That's exactly
right. Oh, he's also Elton John in the upcoming thing. That's the same dude?
Baby Driver is?
No.
The other guy.
I totally should not have said the Baby Driver kid who's
freaking love
baby.
That boy.
That's Ansel something.
Ansel Egger.
I like that movie too, though.
Baby Driver.
Oh my God,
so
I love
good.
That movie.
Really good.
What a weird, so awesome movie that is. So unexpected.
That was basically Kevin Spacey's last hurrah, right?
Yeah. Well, and he's a bad guy in it, so. playing the right role. Anyway, Jamie Foxx's family has also been evacuated. I showed you the picture of Jared Butler's house earlier. Miley Cyrus, Neil Young, Jedid Butler, Camille Grammer, who's not Camille Grammer anymore. She recently remarried.
Oh, she just got married a few days ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her house is burned down. And actually, weirdly, she had aerial shots of it and everything. Like, I don't know if they sent their own drone up or if someone just, you know, if she found her house amid some drone footage that was out there.
Wow, what an interesting way to keep an eye on your house. Send a drone up.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Gotta be a bummer when you see it start to burn.
I don't like those drones. I mean, other than checking on your burned down house or not, but yeah. I feel like they're so invasive.
I have no drive to have a personal drone, but I have been watching, I was watching something on like Gizmodo.
Mm-hmm.
The other morning. It was this video of all these things that they're doing with drones at concerts and big, you know, outdoor event, even indoor events, but in arenas and stuff. The choreography that they can make these things do as they're whizzing around the performers on stage and just out over the crowd and doing a wave. I mean, it's, you know, there's like 50 of them all controlled by one controller, and you program them and choreograph them, and they are amazing. Like, now that kind of drone thing I can get behind.
I don't dislike that.
The kind that peek in your backyard.
And I know, right, I know no one wants to catch a look in my window as I'm like, oh, but I imagine.
Don't do that by the window, Vinny.
Some people who are worth a look might be needing to keep their windows or their blinds shut.
I would think that if you were a celebrity, you'd probably be very aware of what's buzzing around the air near you.
Yeah, they can make drones, like, build bridges, groups of drones with, like, ropes and stuff like that. Because they all talk to each other.
Oh, my God. Look at that. They're actually stringing that.
It really is, like, the future as far as, you know, they can save lives and send units out that won't really...
You know,
they probably can put fires out at some point too, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That Amazon dude is heavily invested in these things. That was one of the stories on 60
Look
Minutes
at
I
what
saw
they're doing.
Ages ago. I mean, a long time ago. And he was all about drone technology and how it would be the delivery of the future. And clearly it's more than that.
Yeah, I really thought that was silly right up until all of this started happening.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, leave it to humans. There are some clever, amazing people doing clever, amazing things with the help of drones. Some of Hollywood's biggest names talked about the California wildfires during the People's Choice Awards last night.
I didn't see those, did you?
I did not. I feel like I got to watch the big ones, and that's it. Mila Kunis said, "We are in a little bit of a state of emergency." She actually accepted the Comedy Award of 2018 for The Spy Who Dumped Me. She says, "You know, I have this opportunity. I just want to say, if you can take a minute to donate to the LAFD Foundation, the Los Angeles Fire Department, it would be really, really great." Actress Melissa McCarthy, she accepted the inaugural Icon Award. And she said, $1, $10, 50 cents, it'll be put to good use. It'll make a difference. There's great power in this room and everyone who's watching. The Kardashian family not only addressed the wildfires, which have claimed the lives of at least 29 people, but also the Thousand Oaks shooting that left 12 people dead last week. Man, that's gotten eclipsed by the wildfires.
You know, I'm not going to report it in the news, but did you see that guy? Well, you had mentioned it at the time. He was Instagramming through this whole thing and was even making fun of the fact that as people read this story after he's long gone, how they'll try to put this up to him being crazy.
Right.
And his comment was something like, "I'm just bored." And I was like...
He said, that isn't that ironic that they'll call me insane and that all they'll offer is their thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
Sickening.
It's sickening. Actually, it makes it worse.
Yeah. They've been taken down, but apparently enough people caught them that I was able to read them in the news. And I just thought, oh, gross.
The Kardashian family, so they were talking about not just the fires, but the shootings. Kim said, "It's been a really rough week at our home in Calabasas, Hidden Hills, and our neighbors in Thousand Oaks and Malibu. Hearts are broken from the shootings and those who have lost their lives and homes." And, of course, talking about the thousands of people who've been evacuated. It looks like Robin Thicke is also being mentioned as someone who has lost a home. Martin Sheen has lost a home.
Martin, is that for sure?
I don't. It's not.
Did you see that Charlie had written a tweet saying, I haven't been able to get in touch with my mom and dad. So if you see Martin Sheen, please
tell him to reach out.
Me or have him call me. So clearly Twitter is one place for all of its negativity. It's a place where people are, they're actually going to get in touch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I never heard the end result of that.
He turned up. They're reunited.
Okay, good.
You know, it's a great point, actually. If you are following a friend or a loved one on social media and they can't call every single person, or maybe they don't even have phone service, but they can somehow post something up to a Twitter account, then at least you know they can tell everyone at once that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the People's Choice Awards aired last night. It's the show's first time at its new home on E!, the E! Network. Khloe Kardashian won reality TV star, which isn't too surprising because it was the E! Network. But I'm sure they didn't affect that at all. You know, this is the People's Choice.
Right.
They're saying the night belonged to Marvel. Avengers Infinity War won favorite movie and favorite action movie of 2018. Scarlett Johansson won favorite female movie star for her role as Black Widow. Black Panther won a couple awards. Chadwick Boseman took favorite male movie star. And Danai Gurira, I'm sure I'm not saying her name right, she won favorite action movie star. Other films that won: The Spy Who Dumped Me, favorite comedy. 50 Shades Freed, favorite drama. Incredibles 2, favorite family movie.
Wait, 50 Shades Freed won an award?
Yeah, it won.
For what?
Favorite drama. Favorite drama movie. Favorite movie drama.
Brian, you see that with me?
I did, I think.
How horrible was that?
Well,
that was
the
third
one,
right?
I don't remember anything about it.
No, I think there's one more coming up, isn't there?
It
could be the last one. Yeah,
I
you're
it was
right.
The last one. On the TV side, a show I've never heard of.
Which, what is it?
It's called Shadowhunters: The Mortal Instruments.
Nope.
It won favorite TV show of 2018.
Huh?
And it stars Harry Shum Jr. and Catherine McNamara, were voted male and female TV favorite male and female TV star.
What?
I know.
Super kids show, right?
Must
gotta
be.
This
is not the Kids' Choice Awards. This is the People's Choice.
Shadow Hunters, the Mortal
Instruments.
Don't tell me it's a drama series.
Stupid.
Is it like sci-fi?
Yeah, it looks like it's a teen thing.
Ellen got Best Daytime Talk Show. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon took the Late Night Crown. In music, Shawn Mendes and Nicki Minaj were named favorite male and female artists. Nicki's album Queen took the top album honors. BTS, that's the Korean pop band, named favorite group, and their track Idol was the top song of the year. It also won music video of 2018. Blake Shelton was the top country artist. Taylor Swift and Her Giant Snake had the top tour of the year. Kevin Hart won favorite comedy act. And that's it. That's all I've got time for, too. Although I have to say that clearly I have some competition in my crush on Michael B. Jordan. Nicki Minaj said, thanks to Donatella Versace for making me this incredible dress. Here's the dress she wore. And she said, and shout out to Michael B. Jordan, because he's going to be taking it off me tonight. I was like, oh, man.
Is that true?
I think she might have just been flirting with him. I'm not sure if that was real or not. Although, I mean, she is a star. Maybe she can talk him into it.
Huh. I will go see Creed.
Oh.
I can't bring my kid to it. So I won't get to go see it in the theater, but I absolutely love the Rocky series, and the Creed 1 was great.
What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Toy Hall of Fame has 3 new entries. I'll tell you those. Guess who's getting into the chicken and waffle biz and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Share your toys this holiday season. Alice is collecting new unwrapped toys for Toys for Tots at Alice in Winterland December 6th at the Masonic in San Francisco. So if you're lucky enough to have a ticket to sold out Alice in Winterland, please share your toys. Bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots. Help us bring someone some holiday cheer here in the Bay Area. A lot of families in need, and we're aiming to help them out. We've also got tickets for the sold-out show at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5, combined with the Safeway gift card. So we've got tickets and turkeys all week long. December 6th at the Masonic. One Republic, Leon Bridges, and our own Michael Franti. Coming down. Your first chance to win coming up today at 9.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Veterans Day. Alice salutes all the men and women and their families that have or are serving. Thank you for your service. We love and appreciate you. Here's what's happening. Oh, I also would like to thank the Cal Fire crews as California is currently experiencing two huge firestorms and many others across the state.
They are currently working their asses off.
These men and women are putting their life on the line to save your home.
Yep.
It looks like, speaking of lives, and I didn't get an update beyond the 31 dead, and that's been both Southern and Northern California. That includes the campfire, which burned Paradise, and the Woolsey fire, which burned Malibu. So 31 dead, 250,000 evacuated. It looks like there are still 228 people unaccounted for in Northern California alone. So the news isn't good, and the Santa Ana winds continue to blow, which continues that dry, hot, fast-moving fire condition. So, and that should break by Thursday, but hopefully we can see some progress on these fires before then.
And mention again that there might be rain in the 10-day.
I looked at the 10-day forecast this morning. You know, these
like this little tiny kernel of hope.
These weather apps, so, you know, fingers crossed. But in the 10-day forecast, we have rain on the back end of that. And frankly, we could use some snow, too.
I mean, need all the things that fall from the sky.
It'd be nice to see the snow season finally begin. We actually talked about how my kid skied when she was 3. Mm-hmm. And while she's, you know, she's 5 now. And she seems like she remembers it, but I don't even think she does. She was saying, I can't wait to ski again because we were talking about skiing. But I don't...
Right.
Anyway, I was thinking, I don't even know if we're going to... What's up with this season?
I know. Well, and I'm actually... We've been trying to find a house up there for the holidays, and we've had a really hard time, and it... You know, I hate to say it might be for the best.
Like, oh,
you know,
no.
I want it to be for the worst. I want to be bummed that we're not up there because it's so snowy and...
Right. Mm. Well, let's...
Yep.
It's not late yet. It's not too late yet. Thanksgiving
is... But it needs to get going.
What's a week away, Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
week and a half.
Yeah. Dang.
All right, so a lot of news was pouring out of Turkey as the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi disappeared, and we were getting all kinds of information about his disappearance, and he'd gone to the consulate or something like that in Turkey, mm-hmm. and then never showed back, never came out.
Right.
And then there was a guy in his clothes walking around to try and cover the tracks, and it turns out there was a murder.
Yeah.
One of the stories that broke was after he was killed, his body was buried there in the garden. No, that wasn't right. We now find that it looks like they used acid to make him go away and poured him down a drain there.
Oh, how very Breaking Bad of them.
Exactly. But so there was so much misinformation flying around, and now that's the latest, that's how they got rid of him. On to lighter subjects. How about the National Toy Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yay!
Sounds great. Oh, and there's a trailer for Toy Story 4 that is, we should put that up at the Facebook page.
Is that right?
Speaking of toys and how much we all love them.
By the way, as we're heading into the holidays and talking about this stuff, I saw The Grinch over the weekend. Mm-hmm. With my 5-year-old, and it was good. And it's a nice
little
update.
What do you give it? How many surfboards?
I'd give it 3.
Out of 5.
It's
decent.
It's not a Pixar film with like that's totally original,
right.
And an absolute... Yes, they got me at the end, and there I was with a tear running down my face.
Ooh.
As the stupid movie ends. Don't end it. With tears still on my face.
Yeah,
give
I need
a guy
time
a
for
second.
Them to dry before I go out in the lobby.
God! So that was, I'll give that a mark against it as well. But it was good. They made it less scary, which I appreciated. It's, you know, they're advertising it as a holiday cartoon. It shouldn't be as scary
Right.
Anyway, it was good.
Good.
On to the Toy Hall of Fame. They just announced three toys that will be inducted as part of their 2018 class, and they are Uno.
Uno's great.
Uno is a great game. Great family game that anybody can play.
Pinball.
Absolutely.
Oh, sure, pinball.
And Magic 8 Ball.
Oh, Magic 8 Ball is dumb.
Stop it. I love the Magic 8 Ball.
That is so dumb.
I may have a Magic 8 Ball.
No, don't even do it.
Here are the nine toys that didn't get the votes this year. American Girl dolls.
Oh, good.
Chalk.
Oh, I love chalk.
Chutes and ladders.
Absolutely. Over Magic 8 Ball? Absolutely.
He-Man action figures.
He-Man, yes.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. The sled. Tic-tac-toe, tickle-me-elmo, sorry, electric football, and the Fisher-Price corn popper all getting pushed to next year.
Well, you know, it's nice to know that there's a pretty deep well for all these different toys. At some point, all of those will get in. They can only do a few a year.
Right.
Chalk, though, I mean, Jesus. Growing up as a kid, you know, you'd have to, sometimes you'd even have to find a rock that would write on the sidewalk for you, you know, to do your hopscotch thing. You know how certain rocks will actually leave a mark? Because,
mm-hmm.
man, you got to play some hopscotch. Well, these days they don't have to. They've got, there's probably something online for that. But, man, you had to like, entertain yourself all day long. I don't know how kids do it these days.
They don't. Right? They don't do it. They go to their parents and say, what are you going to do with me?
Right.
I look at her and go, I don't know.
Take her outside and draw a hopscotch thing. I bet she'd love that.
You think so?
It's so fun, Vinny.
Okay.
You make the little thing. You throw the rock. You have to get it in the right square.
But I was trying to practice guitar. I mean, here I was. It's obvious I'm doing
something. She can do it with the other kids. You do it outside, and then other kids come over, and then you can go inside.
I'm clearly busy.
You can go inside after she gets going.
I told you already as I made a call to the parents of America last 2 weeks ago. Parents of America. Let your kids out into the street. My kid needs someone to play with. No, they're not out there.
Well, if she's out there playing, they'll come out.
They're all inside.
Your girl can drag them out.
God, it's
unbelievable. What are you doing? What is this old-fashioned game with a rock and a piece of chalk?
Do you guys have a lot of kids in your neighborhood?
There are, and they're not out. They don't come out. They're busy.
Doing what?
I don't know. I know that we have
looking at screens, man. That's what we do these
days.
Well,
no, I also think it's this too. And parents are going to hear this and go, yeah, that's what I do. Is you got to take your kid to a specific thing. Mm. So it's not just the ballet. It's the ballet class. Now it's, a swim class and a soccer team. And those are the very specific things that you find yourself being a taxi for instead of. Get out of the house.
Yeah, go outside and play.
Go find something to do.
Right.
What are you doing in here? This is where I am.
Go away. I don't want you anywhere near me. Don't get me wrong. I think you're great. Bye.
Yeah, but leave. Be leaving already. How about a fast fact?
Ooh, that's a fast fact sound.
After The Godfather, James Caan won New York's Italian of the Year award two times.
The Italian of the Year?
Even though he's Jewish.
I was going to say, and James Caan is kind of like a, I don't know, he doesn't look like a super Italian or anything.
Yeah, he's not Italian at all. His parents were Jewish immigrants from Germany.
Is he Fredo? Who is he?
No, he's not Fredo.
Who's the one who's like, they're like, oh, so bummed out, but we're going to kill you now.
Fredo's the loser.
He's the loser.
That's not
brother.
James
Caan?
No.
No.
Okay.
James Caan is in one of my favorite films of all time, Way of the Gun.
Oh.
You ever see Way of the Gun?
No.
Oh,
so good.
Are you going to tell us who he is in The Godfather or not?
I thought he was.
You used to live Pacino. With the guy who made The Godfather.
Pacino's brother, right? In The Godfather?
I don't know.
I'm not the movie's reviewer, and I didn't live. With what's his bucket?
Coppola?
Yeah, did he live with Francis Ford Coppola?
In the building?
He plays Vito Corleone.
Vito.
Oh, no, wait, that's not right. That's not right.
No, it's not right. Never right. Never mind. Take that back. Take back. Rescind.
Oh, we're waiting for Sonny Corleone. He plays Sonny.
Sonny!
Sonny, that's right.
Thanks.
According to the CDC.
Uh-oh. I hate things from the CDC.
No, this is good news.
Not going to scare me.
The number of Americans who smoke cigarettes just hit an all-time low.
Wow.
Is that because they're going to vapes?
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, they're about to take all our vapes away, so I guess I'll be back on cigarettes.
No,
what did
you
do?
You won't.
What did you do about your V2s? Have you found a replacement yet?
No. Somebody had sent in something. I'm going to try those little pouches. Zine.
What are the pouches? Do you put in your mouth?
Yeah, it's just like a
Sounds like so you're going to have a big
cancer
bulb on
the
side
of
your face.
I got to figure something out. I'm going to probably do the lozenges to start with. The Nicorette
ones. Why don't you just go to lollipops?
I'm not doing that either. I'm going to get fat.
How about carrot sticks?
You're going to get fat. What are you talking about?
And I don't smoke. All I do, I have something in my mouth. Put it
in my
mouth.
How about just the play...
play cigarettes? No.
Play cigarettes with the gum and
no.
I don't know if they make them anymore, but they were making.
They probably don't.
They were making a little thing about this. What is that? 2 to 3 smaller than a cigarette, though.
Like a filter?
My friend Jason Sisko's dad, Doyle, stopped smoking apparently with these things. It's sort of like a filter, but it's basically a nicotine inhaler. And each one of them. And they. I mean, I don't know. Look them up, but they're available. Nothing comes out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there is
but they're satisfying your urge.
But you're intaking nicotine.
Mm.
It's not sexy. I don't think they come in like colors. And I think it's just a... And I don't know how long... I can't...
Oh, I'm seeing there's a Nicorette inhaler.
There it is.
About $30. I'm seeing it on...
How long does it last?
eBay.
On eBay?
Yeah, there's 20 cartridges, is what they're saying.
I think that's what he was using. And he was a guy, I mean...
I'm going to look into it.
When we were little kids, I mean little kids, like third grade, we would get a pack of Doyle's Triumphs.
Yeah.
And, you know, run off to the bushes behind the Safeway.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I don't think we were inhaling or anything. I'm pretty sure we weren't, but we were, you know, lighting up.
Cool.
Well,
it says longer-lasting cartridge, 15 milligram nicotine per cartridge, helps overcome your urge to smoke. It's for... 12 and over, so that's good.
Nice.
Great.
Each cartridge lasts for about 20 minutes of frequent puffing.
So there you go. I don't know. It's
not
an option.
Long,
it's a frequent. No. It's, well, if I'm, you know, the thing is, I would hope that something like that would be, I'd have that in my pocket, and just when I was desperate, I'd
right.
hit it. I wouldn't be like hitting it the way I hit my e-cigs.
Oh,
you know?
You need your regular use.
Well, no, I'm saying what I'd like to do is just be done with all of this.
Oh.
It's difficult, though, because...
You can do it. I know you can. You did it before.
Yep.
I think the problem, though, that you have had and problem that a lot of people have is that when you drink, it breaks down your resolve. And you just... That's the fact of the matter is that your resolve is broken when you're drinking. You find yourself going, bleep it. And bleep it is how people get back on cigs.
Mm-hmm.
That one moment of bleep it, and you wake up in the morning and go, oh, my God, I'm a smoker again.
Mm.
I smell like it, and there's probably a pack
in
my jacket.
Mm.
And sure enough, there it is.
Well, I got to go outside and finish this now. I'll never do this again, but I'm doing it right now.
Around 14% of adults now smoke every day or some days, and that's down from 15.5% 2 years ago.
Oh,
and
good.
Down 67% since 1965.
Well, that's good.
Oh, I feel like there was a time when well over half of America adults smoked. So
it was everywhere. It just didn't even. I remember being a kid, never really thinking about it at all. Like as it became less and less sort of in your face, I noticed it more and more. As in, like it was unpleasant to smell. And when I was a kid, it didn't even bother me. My parents smoked in the car. My parents smoked in the house.
Restaurants, airplanes.
Everywhere. They smoked everywhere. I never even noticed it.
I never smoked in my own house. I always felt guilty about it. Like
it
I knew it was
so
stinky and I didn't want some lady to come over that I'm dating and be all, ugh.
It smells like an ashtray in here.
No. So I always did it outside.
Mm.
I never had that comfort factor where I could just chill.
Yeah.
John let you do it, though, huh?
Yeah, I smoked at our house. We owned a house in St. Louis. I smoked in there. Almost lit the place on fire. Fell asleep with a smoke in my hand.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Watching the Brady Bunch.
You know what? I'm going to save this code word story for the beginning of my next news. It's excellent.
Yeah.
Code word?
It's a code word story about a kid who saved her own life by having a code word.
Do it now. I'm in.
All Does right. he have time? How's our
yeah,
stop set?
Yeah, time. Fine.
An 11-year-old Arizona girl is safe after asking for a code word when approached by a stranger. On Wednesday, a girl and a friend were walking around 3:45 p.m. near a park when a man driving a white SUV pulled up to them. He had a story for them about her brother was in a serious accident and she needed to come with him. And so the girl said, okay, what's the code word? And he didn't know it.
So they have a family code word.
They have a prearranged family code word, which anyone who came to pick her up would know. This guy didn't know it, and he took off.
Oh.
The mom said that.
Just by asking.
The man did not know the code word and drove away. The vehicle he was driving, they say, they described it, and they're on the lookout for the guy.
Creepo.
Yeah.
The mom said they just instilled that a couple months ago because there was, you know, stories in the paper, yeah. And she remembered it when she was a kid. Her mom did that to her, so they decided to do that with the little girl.
You know, it's a great idea. When my kids were littler, we had a code word, and we have a couple things that, like, if Riley texts me something specific, then I know that he wants me to call him and tell him it's, you know, you got to go. It's time to go. Mm-hmm. But we haven't talked about it in a long time, and just, of course, my kids are a little bit older now.
Yeah, but it could happen to anybody.
It can. It's true. Having a family code word is actually a great idea.
It totally, when I heard that story, mm-hmm. and I didn't get it in place yet, so maybe I better text home. Code word that kid immediately.
It's code word.
Yeah, I mean, it's super smart and it's super easy.
And it saved that little girl's life, possibly. Horrible.
Crazy,
there
right?
There are horrible people out there in the world.
Our text number is
okay.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, is Alice in Winterland an 18 and over event?
No.
No. Just a concert.
Mm-hmm. 707 says, Shadowhunters is a young adult show. I watched it. It was pretty good. Because I assumed it had to be, because none of us have any idea.
And I think they said it was on like the CW or something, didn't they?
As soon as 50 Shades won an award, I'm like, that whole award show is bogus.
Hey, man, people's choice. Unfortunately, kids are the people we're mm-hmm. talking about. Well, sounds like a bunch of kids voted.
Right.
It definitely skewed a little young.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Music. I have all kinds of music stories. We did not end up doing the charts today, did we? I think because Billboard must be on vacation because it's Veterans Day.
Exactly.
But I found a bunch of interesting music items, and I lumped them all together, and we'll do those after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.